Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Vayakel Perkodei. This week, Rabbi Elisha Anshovitz discusses Vayakel Perkodei. Rabbi Elisha Anshovitz is a member of the Pardes faculty. And now, Rabbi Elisha Anshovitz.
Thank you, Larry. In this week's double parsha, Vayakel Perkodei, we read once again about the contents of the Mishkan, tabernacle, and of the making of the priestly clothing, the bidei kuna, and about Shabbat, the weekly day of rest. All in all, we seemingly read about ritual laws. In other words, the conclusion of the grand book of Exodus, the book of God redeeming from evil slavery, and then commanding us to be ethical, seems to close with merely ritual guidelines. In reality, however, this parsha teaches the ethics of inclusion, an ethics of creating a society in which every person truly is free and dignified. In order to notice this, we will follow a rare biblical phrase that opens this week's discussion, both of the law of Shabbat and of the law of constructing the tabernacle, the Mishkan. The phrase is Zeh HaDavar Asher Tzivah Hashem, or Eleh HaDvarim Asher Tzivah Hashem. This is the matter that God commanded, or these are the matters that God commanded. The phrase first frames the beginning and end of the story of the man, back in Parshat Beshalach, the story of the man that falls from heaven and feeds the Jews in the desert, chapter 16, verses 16 to 17, Shmot Tzayin, Pasuk Tzayin to Yudzayin, V'moshe Alehem hu alechem asher natan Hashem lachem lochla, ze hadavar shetziva Hashem. Moshe, Moses, told them, the people, this is the bread that God has given you to eat. This is the matter that God has commanded. And then the passage goes on to tell us God's commandments. One, that every person gather an equal amount of man. Two, that nobody goes out to the field to harvest on the day of rest, and nobody cooks or bakes on the day of rest. In other words, the first time this phrase is used, it teaches both that ideally everybody shares their produce equally, and ideally everybody rests once a week. That's the use in Parshat Beshalach in Exodus chapter 16. The second context in which this phrase is used is in this week's Torah reading. The first time it is used in our Torah reading, in our Parsha, is when we are told that we must have a seventh day of rest, to the extent of even avoiding lighting fire for housework. Shemot Lamed Hei Pasuk Aleph, Exodus 35:1. Moses gathered the whole congregation of Israel and told them, these are the matters that the Eternal commanded to fulfill. Six days you shall complete your tasks, your work tasks, and the seventh day will be designated a day of rest to God. Whoever works on it shall die. Do not light fire in any household on the day of rest. Notice that this Shabbat commandment parallels the earlier commandment in the story of the man, which forbade even cooking and baking on the day of rest. Here too, we forbid even the kitchen work of lighting a fire on a day of rest. The second time the phrase is used in our Torah portion, in our Parsha, Exodus 35:4, Shemot Lamed Hei, Pasuk Dalet, it is used to introduce the law that everybody, of any tribe, and of any social standing, is allowed both to contribute gifts to the Mishkan, and to participate in its construction, if they are capable. Shemot Lamed Hei, Pasuk Dalet, Exodus 35:1, From Moshe, HaKol Adat Meisa Lemor, Ze Adavar Shetziva Hashem Lemor. And Moses told the whole congregation of Israel, this is the matter that God commanded. Take from among you, you in the plural, donations to God. Anyone generous of heart shall bring the donations to God, etc., etc. In other words, this law somewhat parallels the directive in last week's Torah reading, Parshat Ki Tisa, to have each man donate an equal half shekel. More significantly, however, the details of the Mishkan and its utensils, which follow from this commandment, describe a portable tabernacle with portable utensils. That's a Mishkan, a tabernacle that is built for everyone. Although here the Torah describes all the Israelites united in the desert, later in the land of Israel, This tabernacle travels throughout the land of scattered tribes. In other words, this phrase is used here to introduce two ways in which we discuss people being equal. The first is everybody gets to participate in donating, possibly even making the tabernacle and its utensils. And two, the tabernacle is portable so that everybody can have an opportunity to approach it. So that means that the use of the phrase here parallels the use of the phrase in the story of the man, where it states that everybody eats equally. In the first story, in the man, we have two rules. One is everybody eats equally, and the other one is everybody rests equally. In our Torah portion, we have two rules. One is everybody rests equally, and the other is everybody, if you will, eats spiritually, psychologically, eats equally. Everybody has equal access to, or opportunity at least, to donate, to construct if they can, and to pray in the tabernacle. We can continue analyzing other Torah uses of the phrase, and we will see that it's always used in ethical contexts. Ze davar adavar shetziva Hashem. However, for the purposes of our podcast, we are focused on the book of Shemot, the book of Exodus, and this week's Torah portion. Therefore, we will summarize what we have seen. We have seen that the Torah, the book of Exodus, I should say, which began with redemption, began with ethics and evil of slavery, did not conclude with random ritual. Rather, our parsha describes an ethical society, a society whose holy site is a traveling one for the whole people, a society in which everyone has a dignity of contributing to the site, not as slaves under Pharaoh, but as free contributing people. And it describes a society where everybody has a basic right to rest from menial drudgeries, to be free, to reflect and contemplate as a free human being at least once a week. In fact, everybody has a right to be free once a week, at least, to come to the tabernacle and encounter God. The book of Exodus begins with slavery, and that's why we call it Exodus, because we become free, God takes us out. And the book of Exodus closes with, what does a society look like? How is it both holy and ethical? What do its museums, its synagogues, its prayer places, holy places look like? How are they built? How are they accessed? And how are people given the space and time to be free and dignified in their souls and with God? As we approach Pesach now, may our reflecting on the book of Exodus that we are completing help free us from our inner demons and insecurities by connecting us to God, to the God who redeems, so that we might be powerful enough in our own psychological selves to grant every other person in our life their freedom, a full recognition, and a full dignity. Chazak, chazak, benit chazak.
Thank you, Rabbi Anshelvitz. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.